Staff Hashavua, Ksuvo Staff Yud Gimel. This is Shir number 2. We're in the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the second Mishnah towards the little bit further than halfway down. Ra'u HaMedaberes. Here says the Mishnah like this. Ra'u HaMedaberes im Echad. So we see this woman. Rashi points out, Bipluya, we're talking about a single woman. We see she's speaking with a guy. Ra'amula Mativo Shalizeh. And we say to her, well, literally, what's the nature of this man? What's his status? Who is he? So she responds, Ish Ploni V'Kohenu. This is his name, and V'Kohenu. And he's a Kohen, I mean, he's a kosher. So if you look at the first Rashi of the Mishnah, Ru Medaberes Bepruya, Umishim, what's the concern here? Umishim, Chashashir Absulim Lasun Lamamzer. We're afraid there's a Chashashir. Maybe, we're afraid that this is a woman. She's speaking with someone who potentially is a apostle. Maybe it's a Nasun or a Mamzer. V'chevin Dinimim Shenival Apostle. And if, in fact, she was intimate with this person, Pasman Akuna, she's going to be a Pasman Akuna. So we don't know who this guy is. So taking the Mishnah continues, what's the halacha, right? Should we believe her when she says, don't worry, this is a kosher guy? Rabbi Gamli, Rabbi Eliezer, she is believed that this person is kosher, and Rashi says, Nemenes, Ukshera Lakuhuna, Velomisapkina and La Binevalo Apostle. And we don't have a suffix that she was intimate with someone who's puzzled to her, who would puzzle her to marry a Kohen, because of the person's status, her status as a zona. So she's believed, according to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, same pair of Tanoim, who say she's their menes, as we had in the previous two Mishnahs. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, lo mipa, once again, lo mipia anuchai, and we don't live by her words, we don't believe her. Ella, harezo becheskas beula lunasun ulamamzer. We have to assume that she has a presumptive status of being a beula to a nasun or nasun or a mamzer, which would invalidate her to disqualify her to marry a kohen. Acha tavi raya devarel, until she brings a raya proof that indeed this person was a kosher person. Next case, hoysum uberes. This is now, we have a case where she's not just speaking with someone. We'll have to see in the Gemara what exactly speaking really means. Just having conversation makes it very difficult for us to believe what Rabbi Yeshua would say. You know, when believer, we have to assume she had beer with an us and the moms there. We'll see it in the Gemara. This case is where the woman's already pregnant. Taizumu Beres. Vramula Mativo Shilubers. And we ask her, what's the status of this child? Meaning, who is the father of this child and what is the status of this child? And she responds, Meish Ploni the Kohen or not? The father of this child is this particular person, and he's a Kohen, he's a kosher, nothing to worry about at all. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Amimna, and Menes. She is believed in this case as well. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, we could already see why that's a bigger chiddush. She's already Muberes. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, lo mi pianu chayin. No, we don't believe her. El harezo b'cheskas Muberes l'nasun l'mamzer. We have to assume that maybe that, and if she has a chazaka, that she's Muberes to unasun l'mamzer. Until she brings a raya. So the Gemara first wants to know, this first case, what exactly does it mean that she's speaking with someone, and that's the first case where there's a machlokas. Ziri Amar Nistara. Ziri says, it's where she was Nistara. Nistara means she was secluded with this man. Look at Rashi. First Rashi on the Gemara Nistara. V'afa bishalo ra'uha shenivala. Even though no one saw that they had bia, still nifsalo l'kuhuna l'Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua will say that she's puzzled to kuhuna. We have to assume that the guy that she was secluded with, even though with no, we have no idea she had bia. Nonetheless, we have to assume she's a psula, that she was a nusser or a mamzer potentially, which would invalidate her to kahuna. Can do the kaman, as we'll see later on, says Rashi, why would we make such an assumption? The mala also be yuchsim. When it comes to lineage, we have this extra higher standard, a mila, and that's why we're more strict. So back in the Gemara again, beginning of the Gemara, my midaberes. What does it mean? She's midaber ziri amar nistara. She was secluded. Ravasi amar nivala. Means she really had bia. So we'll have to see why that should be. That's not what it says. So the Gemara says, Vishlam loves the Iri, Hainu Diktani Medaberes. According to Zira, I understand why the Mishnah uses the word Medaberes. Medaberes, she's having conversation. Yeah, she's just secluded, having a private conversation. Elo Ravasi, my Medaberes. Why would the Mishnah use the language of Medaberes if it's really what? That they had beer. Medaberes means she's having conversation. So why would you say such a word? Says the Gemara, Lishna Malya. The Gemara, the Mishnah, decides to use a nicer language, a euphemism, which will we often have, and we're going to show another example where we have Pasuk that the Gemara quotes from Mishlei, which also speaks about something which in something in a way that's a Lishna Malya. What does the pasuk say? Dechsev achla umachasapia. Speaking about an adulterous woman, it says she literally she eats umachasapia. She wipes her mouth of amra, and she says lo paalti oven. I didn't do anything wrong. So here also, this is a vara. If you look at Rashi, achla umachasapia. Rashi says second Rashi in the Gemara. Alma, you see from here not. We use the language Lashon Achila for Tashmish, so euphemistically that's what we do as well in our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, hold on one second. Mishlam al-Zi'iri, we're on two lines before it gets wide at the end of the line. Mishlam al-Zi'iri, hainu diktani tarti. I understand, according to Zi'iri, who says that what does Midaberes mean? Means Nistra, means secluded. I understand why the Mishnah has to give me two cases. Midaberes, umeuberes. To teach me to that, because they're two separate cases. One is where they're having a conversation that's secluded, and one is where, meuberes, where she obviously had beer with somebody, she's pregnant. El Ravasi, Tarti Lama, Lakonta Ravasi, where the first case is where she had beer, well, in the case of meuberes, she also had beer. So I would know the Machlokis, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Gamliel, against Rabbi Yoshua, I would know what the halacha would be in the case of meuberes, once you already taught me in the case of medaberes, because if medaberes is bia, and Muberes is where they had bia. So, well, what do you need two cases for? So the Gemara tells you the following. Chada lahachshir ba, v'chada lahachshir bebita. No, I need the first case to tell me that according to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer that she's kosher. And the second case of Meuberes is to teach me that what? That the daughter is kosher. That I would not have known. That's why I need a case of Meuberes. So the Gemara says, if you look at Rashi, bebita, last thin line, ima uber hazeh nekeva, tinasi look. I need to know that this daughter too can marry a Kohen besides her mother. The Rabbi Gamliel contra Rabbi Gamliel. The Ashmin Bidida. If you just told me the first case where she's Medaberes, which means she was Nivala according to Ravasi, still Hava Amini E, she, the mother, Hawilda Havala Chazaka de Kashus Meikara, since she has a Cheskas Kashus to begin with, we don't know otherwise. We assume she's fine. Amrinan Ukmiya Chazaka. We'll say, okay, let her be established with the chazaka, and don't disqualify her misafek. Aval ubar delo havala chazaka de kashrus. But the ubar, where's the cheskas kashrus? She's being born right now, and we may she mid born. It could be that the father is a nusser and a mamzer, which would disqualify her. There is no chazaka. Emalo, maybe I would say maybe the child, this daughter, would not be able to marry a kohen. So kamash molan kodrim gamliel, the mother's nemenis, even regarding her daughter. Last word on the line, first wide line. This is all fine and wonderful, according to the opinion that says that we're not only machshir her, we're machshir her daughter as well. But there's another opinion. The other opinion is that just because we said exactly the logic we gave in Rashi, which is the Hava Amina, there are those who hold that that's true, lamaskana, that yes, it's true, the mother who has the chazaka, we're machshir her, but we passel the daughter. So according to Ravasi, then what do you need the second case for? Meaning what? If you're telling me that the first case, midaberes, means she had bia, and the case of meuberes means what? That also she had bia. What do you need two cases for? So he said, oh, to tell me that what? That Rabbi Gamliel would say she's kosher, that not only is the mother kosher to marry Cohen, but the child, the daughter, that she's pregnant with, will be kosher to marry Cohen. Ah, that's all fine if you hold that the daughter is kosher to marry Cohen. But if you hold that the daughter is not kosher to marry Cohen, then once again, what do I need the second case for? Because there is no, is truth to the fact that the daughter could marry a Kohen. So the Gemara says, you're right, Ravasi Savar, the commander Amar, the Divya Hamakshri, Ba, Makshri, Bibita. We have no choice but to learn that Ravasi, who learns that the Mishnah's case is, the Midaberis is that she had Bia, and therefore the Meuberis seems to be teaching me nothing, but obviously extra, but obviously must be teaching me that even the daughter is kosher Lukahuna, according to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer. Therefore Ravasi must be following the opinion that the Divrei HaMakshir Ba is Makshir the daughter as well, or otherwise the Mishnah's two cases would be completely superfluous. Amale, three lines from the bottom. Amale Rav Papala Abaye Liziri. Damar Mai Midaberes Nistara. So according to Ziri, who says Midaberes means they were just secluded, having conversation in private, having yichud. Vama Rav Yeshua, lo mehemna, and Rav Yeshua in the Mishnah says she's not believed. That was his opinion. Lumpi Bar Yechayin, why should that be? Hama Rav, didn't Rav say Malkin ala Yichud, but Ve'enosin ala Yichud? Yeah, we give Malkus when people have Yichud, but we don't Aser a woman when it comes to Yichud. So why would Rav Yeshua say that she's Aser? Didn't Rav make this statement that we don't Aser a woman because of Yichud? Look at Rashi, Malkan al Yichud, two lines on the bottom, Makas Mardus, it's Malkas Medrabanan, obviously. Ve'noshin Isha Bala Bishvil Yichud Ba'oma. So, should we say the following, Lema back in the Gemara, towards the end of the second last line, Lema Delok Rabbi Yoshua? Should I say that Rav, when he said that statement, that we don't ask for a woman based on just Yichud, he obviously is not following the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua? So the Gemara says, as Rashi alluded to before, Afilu Tema Rabbi Yoshua. No, you can even say Rav holds like Rabbi Yeshua. Also, generally speaking, we don't ask for a woman when it comes to Yichud, but Mala Asu Biyuchsin. But when it comes to Kahuna already, we're more strict. So we wouldn't ask for a woman on her husband in Ashes Ish with just Yichud. True. But that doesn't mean that Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't agree, wouldn't say what he says in our Mishnah, that we don't allow her to marry a Kohen afterwards. Let's say the husband passed away. That we would not allow, because Mala also Yichud, we have this higher status when it comes to Yichud. Meisvei. So we're going to challenge one of these opinions based on the following Braisa. Oh, L'chorva. We see what happened. You have a woman who we saw go into private, into have Yichud, or Churva, or into a ruin. Now, what's the difference between Nistara or Churva? So look at the top Rashi. L'churva, going into a ruin, stumble be'ila, shumakam l'znus. Obviously, Churva, ruin, that's where znus is happening. So we saw a woman either go v'seiser, secluded with a man, or mamish into a Churva. So v'amulah mativo shalos, then we ask her, who's the new? Well, what's the status of this man? Should we be concerned that maybe you had relations with a man who would possibly be tikkuna? And what did she respond? And she said, Kohen hu uben achi abahu. She's a Kohen, she's kosher. In fact, she's a son of my father's brother. Okay, there's a mafreshim wonder why she had to say that, but we're not going to focus on that. Either way, she says he's kosher, don't worry about it. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Mnei Menes, once again. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Lo Mipianu Chayin, Ela Harezo Becheskas, Be'ula L'Nasun L'Mamzer. We have to assume this is Nasun L'Mamzer, Asher Tavi Rayel, Advar, until she can proclaim and bring a proof to our claim. So the Gemara now challenges the opinion of Ravasi based on this Brisa. This is another case of a similar situation. Bishlam al Ziri, Hainu Diktani Tarti, Liseser Oluchorva, El Ravasi, Damar Nivala Tarti Lamali. What are the two cases here? That one is going into Seser, into hiding, into private, Yichud, and one is Churva. Obviously, they brought the case of Churva for an extra Chiddush, that we're talking about where they had relations, and even there, Rav Gamliel will believe her. But according to Ravasi, who says that going into private means having relations, what's the case of Churva? What are the two cases? It's all one. So what do you need two cases for? So the Gemara says, in defense of Ravasi, Tarta Chada Kitani. It's really, the Braisa is only teaching you one case. What is the case? L'seiser de Churva. It means not two cases, not all the Churva. It's the Seiser Arch of Churva. That's what it means. So the Gemara says, hold on. V'ha L'seiser o L'churva Kitani. But it says, or. So says the Gemara, you're right, you're right. It is Seser or Chorva, but even Rav Asi would agree that we need two cases. Why? Because there are two types of Chorvos. Chada l'chorva demasa, v'chada l'chorva dedabra. The Bryce speaks about two types of ruins. One is a ruin in the city, and one is a ruin that they go into in the field. Big difference. If you look at Rashi, top Rashi, chorva demasa, stam bi'ilasa, me'echor b'nei ho'ir. We could assume that the bia she had, remember, Rav Asi said she had bia. Either way, seser chorva means bia. But one of them is referring to where she goes into a ruin in the city. And therefore, the person she had a relationship with must be one of the members of the city. And therefore, if it's a city, that's a majority of Jews. You can say, oh, majority of Ruba Yisrael Ksherim. Right, so you can say, oh, it's most of them are kosher, so that's okay. But the Davra, in other words, most of the people are Jews, we can assume most Jews are kosher. But the Davra, Safek Echad Misofa Olam, Balakan, Verova Olam of the Kochavim name. No, so here you don't really know. Maybe someone came from the other side of the world. You're in the field, you're in the middle of nowhere, in the wilderness. And the majority of the world are over there, Kochavim, Upostlim, Isha, Bibiasam, Lekahuna. And a non-Jew passes a woman, Bikahuna, Kitamim, Vamos, Vikidushin, Yatsu, Ovde, Kochavim, Ve'eved, She'en Lo, Almudas, Vigarishin, Ba. So they can passel a woman to Kahuna. So therefore, those are the two cases, and Rav Asi could explain the fact that it says Seser and Churva. One of them is in the city, and one of them is in the Sada, and therefore we have two cases to discuss. So the Gemara wants to know, so what do you need both cases? So as the Gemara explains, Cha Otrichi. Because if the Bryce would have just told us the first case, let's assume that Seser is Chorva Demasa. That's Behakam Master Rabbi Gamliel Mishum Derov Ksher Metzla. The only Rabbi Gamliel is Machshir says Ne'emenes because most of the people are Jews, are fit for her, and therefore she could marry a Kohen. Aval Chorva Didabra, but in a ruin in a field, Derov Psulin Etzla, the majority are disqualified. She's not allowed to live with. We'll passel her to Kahuna because there's a good chance we follow Ro of there. The majority of the people in the world are of the Kochavim, so we follow them. Ema Mode Leila Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe we'd assume Rabbi Gamliel would agree with Rabbi Yeshua. So that's why I need that second case, the Churva of the Davar, to teach you that even there, where the potentially you could say the majority of the Kochavim are the ones who lived with our, nonetheless, Rabbi Gamliel says she's Ne'emenes. V'ibashmin bahahi. And if I just had what? The case of the ruin in the Davar in the field, I would have said, bahi kama Rabbi Yeshua. Ava baha ema moda Rabbi Gamliel. Maybe only there Rabbi Yeshua is strict and says, lo mipi anuchai, we don't believe her, because it's the majority of non-Jews. But maybe in the first case, in the Bimasa, he would agree with Rabbi Gamliel that she would be Ne'emenes. So therefore, Tzricha, you come to teach us. We need both cases to say that Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, hold what they hold, she's Ne'emenes, either way, no matter where the ruin is. And Rabbi Yeshua says, we don't believe her either way, no matter where the ruin is. Okay, one interesting point which we should make is the following. The Ritva raises an interesting, other Rishonim as well, raised an interesting question when the Gemara said about the case of Yichud. So we said that when it comes to Yichud, Rav said we give Makas Marjus, Makas Drabanon, where there's Yichud. And we don't aser a married woman on her husband when they have Yichud. So the Gemara said, oh, let us suggest this is not in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Because Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah basically said we don't believe her. The woman in our case, she had Yichud, and we're saying she had Yichud, and she's usher to a Kohen. We're assuming that a woman has Yichud, she had Bia with someone. That's the Rabbi Yeshua. We assume she was Boel, Nussin, or Mamzer, unless she can prove otherwise. That was Rabbi Yeshua's, and then we said, didn't Rav say Ein Osun Ala Yichud? So we said, well, Mal Osun Miyuchsin. So the Rishonim say, hold on one second. This is only a question on Rabbi Yeshua. This should be a question on Rabbi Gamliel. Why so? Because Rav says, Ein Ostrin ala Yichud. What does that mean? It means that if a woman has Yichud with a man, she's not Oster, we don't have to worry about it, there's no problem. No, don't worry about it. But Rav Gamliel did not just say, don't worry about it. Remember, Rav Gamliel's opinion throughout these Mishnayos is because we have a case of Bari. But where the woman is claiming, what does she say? She says, I'm telling you, ish ploni v'koenu. Okay, so let's say the woman, we see she had yichud, and we say, nu mativo shelish there, and she says, oh, I don't know. I don't know anything about it, about him. I'm not sure. So what would the halacha be? So the implication in the mission is that Rav Gamliel would say, well, she's not believed. We assume that she had bia with a man who passed the kahuna, and then we're in trouble. So the Rishonim say, why is this only a kasha? Rav's statement ain't osin ala yichud on Rabbi Yeshua. It should be a kasha on whom? On Rav Gamliel as well. Because Rav Gamliel only believes her because she knows the status of the man. But stam yichud, where she doesn't tell us I know who this man is, she would be usher to a kohen. That's the question the Rishonim ask. So the Ritva says, like this, the Ilu Rav Gamliel, lo kasha. Not a problem. Why? The mukila betainas bari. What does it mean? It means when Rav said, ain osrin ala yichud, it's only dealing with where she tainas bari, I know who the man is. In Akinami, Rav never would have said, ain osrin ala yichud, if the woman would not be able to say, I know who this man is. Big chiddush to make an ukimta like that. The Ra'ah learned differently. He says like this, and then the Ritva quotes it. He says the following: Inami de ikar taima de Raman Gamliel mishum chazaka de gufahu. We mentioned earlier, remembering Gamaliel, we actually rejected the idea of Bari Vishema. We said the real reason why Gamaliel, or one of the reasons, we had Migo and we had Chazaka. What does it mean? A woman is considered a Basula unless you know otherwise. Remember, we mentioned that many times. So the real reason of Rami Gamaliel, why the woman is Ne'emetis, is really not because she says in this Mishnah, I know who the man is. It's because a woman has a chazaka that she's okay and she's kosher and everything's fine until you prove otherwise. Ah, what do you need the bari for? Umiu ba'i tainas bari mishum dechilo taina achi harehi kemodesh nivala be'isr. The reason she needs a bari, she needs to be a bari, say, I know who this man is, because when she had yichud, it's as if she's admitting that the man, she did something wrong, and the man is not kosher, etc., and she had bia, unless she has a bari. And that's true, by the way. Remember, this whole discussion here is when it comes to a pnuya. Masha Ein Kane says the Ritva, quoting from the Ra'ah, Be'eshes Ish. An Eishes Ish, a married woman, is very different. Shafilu Arma Shezinsa, even a married woman who says, I was Mezaneh, Ein Anemene, she's not believed. You know why? Shema Eineha Nasta Macher. Maybe she has an eyes for another man. She's admitting I was Mezaneh, even though she wasn't. She does that because she wants to marry someone else. She wants to be Ostradar's man anyway. So we don't believe a Pruya. We do believe that she is Mezaneh. An Eishes Ish, we do not believe. Therefore, the Ritva, but there's another opinion, the Nimra, that there's another explanation. Meaning what? According to, well, let's go back to the question. We said the Gemara says that this whole question is only according to the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua. Rav says you don't ask for a woman based on Yichud. Is that against Rabbi Yoshua? That's against Rabbi Gamliel too. According to Rabbi Gamliel, we would ask her woman on Yichud if she didn't tell me who the status of the man is. So either the case where Rav says we don't ask for a woman is only where she gives us the status of the man, that he's a kosher man, just like we have in the Mishnah, or it's possible to say that really not, that you don't really need the woman to be buried at all. She has a chazaka that everything's fine. Why do we have Bari? Because when we ask her the question, hey, you know, who is this guy? If she doesn't tell us he's a kosher guy, she's as if she's admitting to having bia. But where a woman had yichud and we didn't ask her any questions, then in Achinami, ain't osur, not a yichud, because of a chazaka that she's fine.